listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Fuck yeah, I can do it.
See, Scott, we don't have to do it anymore.
That's out of sight. And F and A, he can do it, John. And that would be Pauly B. And Tony Hearn, I heard giggling in the background. And they're from Punky.
That's right, Punky.
But we're not Punky. We're Total Talk Nonsense, John.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're coming at you with a special podcast because Scott was sick and the family was sick on Sunday. And band practice was called off because Scott had school tonight.
Yeah.
So we're doing a one-shot.
It's a one-shot. Maybe it'll be two parts. Who knows? But it's episode 38, and it's going to be a truncated, or do you say truncated, John, episode? It'll be a little shorter than our,
good
than our normal episodes.
Yeah. It's good. It's
and,
cool.
Just to try to cover that topic as quickly as I can, we had practice on Thursday, and we spent most of the time getting a new carpeting in because our practice area was flooded.
Right.
So we had to remove some carpeting, and Rick brought some Berber.
Berber.
So we spent most of the time getting that down, and the place really looks presentable now, John.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, before, if alcohol did come over, I couldn't imagine them staying there. But now it's really nice.
I want to live there.
I want to move in. We should get a bunk bed and just
move in.
Let's do it. Let's leave our wives.
We don't need a bunk bed.
And we get... Oh, I hear that.
Let's just get a twin bed.
We could spoon. Our goal of just falling asleep, waking up, podcasting until we fall asleep again, and then waking up could be met, potentially.
We could spoon, buddy, and just, you know.
So Thursday night we did that, and
we did
plug some things in, and we played, what, three or four songs?
Yeah.
But Rick's hand is all swollen.
Yeah.
From an infection.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to cut it open, the doctors. And Rick said, hey, I'm not getting my hand cut open. So they've been giving him antibiotics, but it's still swollen. So we played three or four songs, and Rick had to stop because his hand was throbbing in pain. So I'm wondering how he'll be tomorrow.
I wonder what else was throbbing.
We're going to practice tomorrow night. So I wonder how he's going to do tomorrow night.
He said he feels okay. I talked to him today, and he said his hand still hurts, but it's not swollen. It hurts to bump it. And I said, you know, can you play? Or, you know, are you just going to start crying and shit, and we're going to go drinking?
Yeah, we'll go drinking again. And that's what we did Thursday. We played, and then we went over to the Beacon, which is a tavern right by the studio, and we knocked back a couple of drinks.
It's a pub.
And Rick finalized the date that we're playing there. We'll be there April 22nd. Oh, we should have done the warning sound effect there.
Right. We have a bulletin.
We have a bulletin.
Bulletin.
We will be at the Beacon Tap on... let me say that again. I was so rudely burped over. We will be at the Beacon Tap. That's in Des Plaines, folks, on April 22nd. That's a Saturday.
Are you talking into the mic, man?
Yeah, I'm talking right into the mic. I'm looking right at the B2, man. B2.
I got to check, you know, just in case.
B2 Pro. So we will be at the Beacon. So we had drinks. I couldn't figure out what I wanted to drink, so I ended up drinking a glass of red wine. And I had to leave a little bit early. My tummy was a little... I wasn't feeling well. So it... like 1:30, I woke up and I had my first bout of diarrhea, right? At 2:30, I woke up and I ran into the bathroom, just made it, and I heaved, John. I heaved.
Oof.
All of my contents of my stomach came out in heaves. And one of the fascinating things about that, John, is I've heaved before in my life, and probably 99% of the time,
yeah,
I'm drunk, and it's not a problem.
Right.
You just throw up. It's no big deal. You welcome the throw up. But when you're sober, John?
Yeah.
Have you ever heaved sober? It's horrible.
Yeah. It's horrible.
It's excruciating.
Especially if it comes out your nose.
Oh, I've never had that.
Like, and you had spaghetti and a big pasta comes out your nostril and it's dangling there and you're blowing on it and it's just wiggling.
Yeah, I've never had that. So I heave, and then right after I'm done heaving, I just got to turn around and face the rear end down. And it's like turning on a spigot, you know. So I'm doing that all night. So then Saturday, I was just in bed the whole day. I slept the whole day. Sunday, I kind of was able to move around a little bit. And I was planning on coming in Sunday night for the podcast. But what happened is Sunday in the AM, my wife got the stomach flu.
Ugh.
So she has a stomach flu. My son has ear infection. I didn't feel it would be appropriate to leave them alone. So I called John and regrettably had to cancel the Sunday night podcast. And tonight is Monday night, and we usually have practice on Monday night, but I had to go to school tonight because, you know, I am a student at DePaul University, John.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out of class early, and I said, hey, man, we can do a shortened segment version.
So you have no class.
I have no class, no. Not any. Not for 2 more weeks. I'm not going to have any
out
class.
Of sight.
So we decided to do the shortened podcast.
Excellent.
Isn't that fascinating?
I don't feel so good, man.
Right now, maybe you're contracting
it
the...
It could be.
Do you suck dicks?
No,
stomach
I don't.
Virus. The first 24
dicks?
Hours is brutal. And then it's okay after that. Actually, there's some benefits to it because I have never felt more clean, like my system.
I'm yours,
completely cleaned out.
Yeah.
Completely.
That's nice.
From both ends. And when I eat food, I can feel it being absorbed instantaneously.
Ugh. Oh, what do you mean? Like into your nutritional system?
Right into the nutritional system.
Ugh.
And I think I lost like 5 or 6 pounds in 48 hours.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm just a little queasy.
So well, that's why we're here tonight, and that's why it's going to be a little short.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, John, I also had a date night I'd like to talk about, but I don't want to... You know,
what's that?
I don't want to keep yapping on. Do you got anything you want to discuss, talk about? How was your weekend?
Yup.
What's going on with you, man? What's happening?
It's good. It was good. I went and saw a movie with the kids.
Oh, at the theater?
Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked. I've never heard of that.
It's pretty good, man. It's a new animated film from the makers of Shrek, I believe.
Oh, so it's not cartoon animated. It's, I don't even know what you call that, like Toy Story
CGI.
Or Shrek.
CGI. CGI. Claymation. No, it's not claymation. That's what Tony said. Man, this is really good claymation.
Tony who?
Rossi.
Oh.
Oh, bonk.
Right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, supposed to do that. Yeah, and it's pretty good. It's about Little Red Riding Hood, and you know she shows up, and there's the wolf and everything, and they call the cops, and the cops come in, and they investigate the whole thing, and it turns out it's all mistaken identity. But it's from the vantage point of each character in the story of what really happened.
So it's like an animated Crash.
Caper. Yeah, kind of, like Crash. But there's an underlying thing that's going on. There's like some sort of bandit that's stealing all of the recipes, you know. Because Grandma, I guess, is really a really good cook, a really good baker.
Hmm.
And they foil the plot towards the end. Andy Dick is in it.
Andy Dick.
Yeah. And Jim Belushi plays this faggy lumberjack.
Jim Belushi? You'd think Andy Dick would play that part.
No, he plays another part. He plays a cute little bunny rabbit. And it's pretty good, actually. There's some funny stuff. I can't remember the name of the guy that plays the big bad wolf.
IMDb, baby. IMDb.
Yeah, well, I didn't have time for that. I didn't know we were going to... You know,
right?
Book it, Dano.
Understood. And so, you would give this how many Spiny Normans?
I'd give it 3.5, man.
How'd the kids like it?
They loved it.
Yeah.
They were laughing their ass off.
That's hot, man.
And then we went to GameWorks.
GameWorks, that's like an arcade, right?
Yeah, spent like $70 at the fucking place.
How much of that was you playing games?
Hardly, none, really.
Oh,
I played a couple games with the kids, and then they started running out of, you know, points on their cards. Dad, I'm out. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, and we're playing those games where it spits out worthless tickets.
Right.
And they love that shit because they can go up there and get worthless crap
junk
to bring home for me to step on in my bare feet. You know?
Right. I know that feeling.
Yeah. In the morning, real early, going to take the dog out. You're like, ah! Yeah, some shit plastic army man or something. And what's funny is watching my son, they had to get about the same. So I worked it out where I found a game that like pumps out 75 tickets at a time. All you got to do is hit a button. It's like a Wheel of Fortune and the light hits on 75 every time. So I kind of figured out they were close to each other. Okay, that's enough. Now go up there. Well, my son goes up there and he gets a sword right away. Gets the sword and walks away. And my daughter goes up there and she's like, what can I get? How much is that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I want one of those. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One of those.
So how long did it take?
Like a half hour.
A half an hour.
Half an hour for her to figure it out.
That's why men run the country, John. That's why we lead.
So wait a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So my daughter is really frugal, I guess you would say, right? Or thrifty or whatever.
How about she can't make a decision?
No, she was, she wanted to get the best value.
Oh, I see. It was quantity.
Yeah.
How much quantity
could she get
the tickets?
For this crap.
I see.
And my son got the sword and he was done. You know, he got his thing. And I look and the sword was like half of the tickets that he gave
so
him.
So he had half left?
He had half left and he booked.
See, that's why we're in the budgets is in the trillions, John. Because men run the country. It's ridiculous.
So I said, hey, dude, I said to the guy, what happened? How many has he got left? Hey, he's got like 150 left. I don't know. He just booked on me, man. I gave him the sword and he took off. So they scanned his card and he still had a balance. So I said, Nate, you could pick some other stuff. Oh, awesome. More shit.
So he got two swords, right?
No, he got a gun that shoots like these little foam discs and then some other piece of crap. I can't remember what else it was. My daughter wound up with like a bag of stuff, man. Okay. I want that little ruler stencil. She got a gun, too. She got, like, a hand that sticks on the wall, you know, one of those gummy hands or whatever. And a Chinese fan, you know, to cool herself off. I forget what other junk she got, but, yeah.
So what did you end up stepping on?
I didn't step on anything yet.
Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
Right.
And then we went to Big Bowl.
Big Bowl, that's a Let Us Entertain You.
Yeah.
Southeastern cuisine?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pounded some rice. And then we went over to EB Games because they had gift cards and they got some games.
Was it just you and the kids?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Dad's Day of Fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Came home as it started to snow like fucking crazy. And the wife went out and she was out till what, 1:30 in the morning. She comes home. It's about 6 inches of snow out there. And I just started watching the rest of 40-Year-Old Virgin. And I didn't realize, I barely watched any of it. So I'm going to watch the rest of it. I decide to come down here, downstairs to the studio.
Studio.
And I don't have the sound bites, but I found out that when you go on Yahoo, where our podcast is, on yahoo.com,
right,
they have a podcast section. There's actually a badge on our website that you can link to.
On our homo page.
Right, on our homo page.
Right.
And I started listening to 37 Part 3, and I accidentally hit, and I don't know why, I paused the movie. Oh, I know why I came down here. I came down here to get medicated.
Oh,
and
right,
I'm sitting here getting medicated while I'm listening, and I went to like fast forward it, but I hit the button for the speed. There's a speed button on there. And I sped it up, and I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. So I slowed it way down. And I was laughing my effing ass off. And I wonder if I could actually find it, because it was so goddamn funny, Scott, listening to us, because we sounded like we're really, really hammered. All right?
All right.
Damn it, I should have had it all set up.
Hammered.
But I got so goddamn medicated, I was laughing myself into convulsions. Okay?
Okay.
Then I went upstairs. Oh, I got a movie to watch. So I went back upstairs, and I'm making myself a little bowl of ice cream, and I'm going through some hallucinations that I haven't had since I was like a little kid. I used to have these nightmares of like running really fast, and but my body's not moving that fast, you know, but my brain is.
Right.
And I started to panic a little bit, and then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go with it, you know.
Right.
I'm just going to run with it, see what the hell happens. And I turned on the rest of 40-year-old version. Did I say version?
I don't know what you said. 40-year-old.
40-year-old version. And I listened. I watched that, and I laughed my fucking ass off. I didn't go to bed till 3:30 in the morning.
That was Saturday night?
I was Saturday night. I was so wide awake, and then I slept until like 11.
Wow.
On Saturday morning.
3:30 in the morning Saturday is when I was getting up to help assist my wife with the vomitations.
Sparking here it comes.
Protests by environmentalists who said the fluorescent green fish posed a threat to Earth's ecosystem. What they did was they injected these fish and they glowed. They glowed. They glew. Did I say glue?
You said glue, yeah. They glued. I mean growed. I mean glowed.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, the next time you want a late night snack of some bacon or ham, just open the fridge, and if the light doesn't come on, you know.
That's an out-of-sight idea, John. I don't think the Taiwanese thought of that.
I'm sorry.
So if you go to the Yahoo podcast, you can have a lot of fun.
It'll take at you our a lot expense. Longer.
Yeah, it takes a while.
But it seems a little bit funnier. The funny thing, though, is when you slow it down like that, the timing... it makes it more comedic.
I know.
In the slurring.
Oh my God.
God.
You can't prove God.
Why not?
You can't prove the
therefore he doesn't exist.
Well, you can't prove that he does, and you can't prove that he doesn't.
No, you can't prove a negative, Scott.
Right.
That'd be like me saying,
Right. Isn't that what I just said?
Yeah, so what? Oh, man. But it's so goddamn funny. And that's, I couldn't stop playing. I was sitting down here for like an hour and a half, dicking around with it.
And you got through about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I did over the weekend, you know. Watch a little football Sunday, and that's it.
John, I had a date night on Saturday.
Mm.
I went to...
Oh, really?
The Old Orchard.
Oh, excellent.
This is after I'm sick, but before the lovely wife is sick.
Well, tell us about your date night.
So we went to Old Orchard. We tried to get into Maggiano's, get the little bar table. Didn't work out. We ended up having dinner at the Corner Bakery.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
we went
nice
and saw
place.
A movie.
Oh, what'd you see, Scott?
This movie was something that I glanced at an Ebert review, and he gave it 4 stars. And it's something my wife was interested in. And it's something that starred Colin Farrell, I believe his name is.
Oh,
and
no!
Christian Bale, who I like quite a bit. Christian Bale. Is that his name,
yeah.
Christian Bale?
Batman.
The movie was called New World, John. And it's about John Smith and Pocahontas.
Oh, yes.
And the true story.
Aye.
Not the Disney fairy tale, but the true story of the true hardships that happened when the whatever came over and
well, this
made
was
a settlement.
This was an Indian movie, wasn't it?
Indian? No. This was...
What's Pocahontas?
Oh, American Indian. I thought you meant like an Indian like this. No, yeah, an American Indian. John Smith. 16... Oh. When did they come over? 1620? I don't know. They came over... I missed the first part of the movie.
1692?
Because they had the movie time screwed up. So we missed the first 5 or 10 minutes. So John Smith gets over there with Christopher Plummer. And Christopher Plummer leaves, and he leaves John Smith in charge. And John Smith gets lost out in the wilderness, and that's when the Indians held him captive, and he meets Pocahontas and the whole deal. And John, I got to tell you that we stayed, I don't know how long the running time of this movie is, but this movie was so goddamn bad, we left.
Are you serious? You've never left a
I've
movie.
I've never left a movie.
Sat through Johnny Mnemonic.
I sat through Johnny Mnemonic. And I could not, well, I guess I could have, but actually we went to the movie, I'm really having troubles here, John. We went to the movie before we ate. So I think that weighed a little bit, you know, the earlier we leave the movie, the better chance we have of getting a table in the
yeah.
bar. But I started, like an hour into it, I started telling the wife, we need to leave. And she was agreeing with me, but she wanted to give it, just give it 5 more minutes. Oh, and then when the action did actually occur,
yeah,
her cell phone vibrates,
no.
right? So does she answer it? No, my wife gives it to me. Okay, so I answer it. Hello? I was wondering if Emma could just stay here and I don't have to drive her home. So now I get a walk out of the theater. And I got to talk to this parent who's watching my kid on her suggestion and that she wants to have a sleepover now. I'm like, no. She has to come home.
Why?
Because we had an early morning the next day. I don't want to deal with it tomorrow morning. We have a babysitter who's a friend of Emma's that wanted one of the reasons she babysat was to see Emma. She hasn't seen her in a while. So take Emma home. So then I sit back down in my chair. The phone rings. 5 minutes later, it's Emma this time. I'm like, hold on, Emma, I can't talk. Let me walk outside the door. So I walk outside the door. Emma, are you home? Yeah. Okay, what do you want? What movie are you seeing? Okay, great. You see, the part about seeing a movie is I can't have these types of interruptions, okay? So don't call me again. So the only action that occurs in the movie, I missed because I was on a cell phone. Out in the lobby. But I came back and I'm like, look, we got to go. I mean, this is the slowest goddamn movie on the planet. And let's just give it 5 more minutes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then we decide to leave. Okay, I finally convinced my wife to leave. And I didn't even know Christopher. Is it Christian? Christian Bale? What's his name?
Christian.
I didn't even know the guy was in the movie. We're leaving, and he walks on the screen. I'm like, wait a minute. I want to see it now. And now the wife, I had finally convinced her to go. She's ready to go. So we left. And she said, you know, if you're so goddamn interested, we'll get it on Netflix when it comes out.
Yeah.
And you can see the end of this stupid-ass movie. And, you know, I usually agree with Ebert, but I don't know what he was thinking here. I even may have to write him on
this
one.
Yeah, that's your buddy, man.
This is the, Siskel said that if how he rates movies or he regards movies, if you would think it's more interesting to just watch the actors have lunch than to watch the movie they're in, then the movie probably sucks. And I would much rather watch the lead character sit down and have lunch than watch this stupid-ass movie.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so goddamn bad. The only thing good about it is it showed the total misery that those first settlers encountered when they came over here. And not only that, but what we were talking about last week, how everybody's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
All those, most of those, the majority of those a-holes were fucking assholes. And their relationships with the Indians and how they fucked each other over. And then the Europeans eventually, destroyed them and took the land.
Yeah.
But the realism of, all these people's teeth were fucked up and they had to survive a winter with no food. And one guy died and somebody ate his hands before they could bury him.
Nice. That's nice.
At the beginning, they have a couple of dogs running around the fort. And then after winter, there's no more dogs. So you know what happened to them. So there's...
they're a tasty treat.
And it makes you think, boy, I'm so glad that I live... in today's times, whatever they are, because I can drive to Chipotle and get a goddamn burrito if I want. Even if I'm homeless, I can go out and beg and panhandle and get something to eat.
And listen to the W.
Right.
While you work out.
But then you wonder about the motivation of these people that left England to come to this new world, which was savage, you know, and dog eat dog.
Yeah.
Brutal. But... damn it, this movie was bad. I want my money back.
Oh, that's funny.
So I give that zero Spiny Normans, John. Zero Spiny Normans.
A walkout.
And maybe I'll see it on Netflix and I'll actually see the whole thing. Who knows? And I'll definitely fast forward to the part where we walked out because I don't need to rehash that garbage that I watched the first hour and 10 minutes.
How about the W today? Did you see him on the news?
I did see the W. I was actually running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And where I work out, they have like 8 TVs, and they're tuned into all the networks and a couple of sports stations. Oh. And then, boom, there comes the W on just one TV, John, just one. Which network is that? Do you know which one?
The Fox.
That's right. The Goebbels Network.
Goebbels Network.
Broadcast right. The whole thing.
Unbelievable.
And the guy, he's so goddamn disturbing, even when you don't even hear him. I was just seeing the little teletype at the bottom, you know?
Yeah.
And his stupid, smarmy, shit-eating grin, and the way he mugs on the podium. And the guy's such an asshole. But anyway, he's regurgitating why it's okay for him to wiretap whoever he thinks he needs to. It's to protect our liberties, John. That's why. And why we need to renew the Patriot Act and why he went to war in Iraq. Let's go over this crap a billion times. Yeah. Oh, and guess where he had it? In Kansas.
Yeah.
Like there's really thinking people in Kansas. They're the a-holes that wanted to put intelligent design in the curriculum.
Well, there is one. I got a little clip of it. You want to hear it?
A clip of the...
an intelligent Kansas City. Well, Kansasian.
I saw the speech, but then afterwards I heard that he took questions from the audience, but I didn't see any of that.
Here's a question you want to hear?
Sure, I'd love to.
Here we go.
Moscow Treaty. A couple of more and then I got to hop. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. President, bienvenido a Kansas, so de Venezuela. I know that relationship between United States and Venezuela is not good. That's not my problem. My problem is, the question I have for you is what are you doing in the borders? You know, we try to secure the United States. for terrorism, and also we're trying to secure the border, but as well, some of us who are Hispanics and professionals sometimes are denied the opportunity to work
and
advance in the workplace because we are minorities. What
can
are you
going to
do? I represent the Hispanic liaison in Kansas. What are you going to do to provide us a more secure job in which we serve the country, we serve the university? I can't complain in this university. I've been treated like a royalty here. But when you work outside the university as a Hispanic, you don't look good enough because they think you come from Mexico. I come from Venezuela, which is a different country. But all of us are Hispanics, and all of us embrace ourselves in the Americas because America is not just North America, the United States. It's Central and South America. We are one continent and embrace each other. So what are you going to do to provide me opportunities for the Hispanics who come to these countries legally, like I do, or who are illegal here? We should help them to get legal
out
here. Not provide directly a green card, but help them to become legal step by step.
Okay, I got
like
it.
Like all of us has done. Thank you.
Well, where's his answer?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I fucked up. Oh, shit. You want to hear it?
Well, hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, this one's better.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I hadn't seen it. I'd be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farm is what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen it.
What the hell kind of grammar is that? Now, the first time he says it, you think, okay, baby, you know, he's fucked up. We fuck up grammar-wise. Yeah. But he repeats it three times. I hadn't seen it. What's he, you know, could it even get worse? I hadn't done seen it yet. What
I'm
kind of freaking grammar is that?
Ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen it.
I had not seen it. I hadn't done seen it yet. I'm not exactly for sure.
Okay, here's...
Step by step. Like all of us has done.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I got the question. I
got it.
Immigration.
Immigration. Goddamn Mexican wetback spicks. This guy's such a fucking cocksucker. I don't know why we're the only ones who see it, John.
We want to help you. We want to take you to the neighborhood store. And that's the truth. Those evildoers.
Yeah, our great leader. You know, Saturday, I went out to dinner with my parents and the kids and the wife and... An aunt and uncle. Well, they're kind of aunt and uncle. You know, they're best friends of my mom, you know, since I was way before I was born. So they're called aunt and uncle, like your Uncle Scott.
Right.
You know, and we made it through dinner and everything. And then my aunt and uncle came over here and my uncle had a couple of beers in him, you know. So I bring him down here to show him the studio and I play some of our stuff. And he's a total Bush apologist, right? He was in Vietnam, you know. My cousin's just—he just came back from Iraq and everything. So he's all gung ho, and he starts giving me shit about it, you know. And I said, "Look, I wanted to contact our cousin overseas while he was in Baghdad, but I was worried that he'd get a bunch of shit because of our show, because dissent is illegal in this country."
Right.
Almost.
Frowned upon,
yeah. And so I didn't. I didn't want to get him in trouble or anything, you know, because I support the troops. And he says, well, how can you support the troops if you don't support the war? Supporting the war is supporting the troops. I went, don't give me that bullshit. Supporting the troops would be bringing them back here. As a matter of fact, I went on my diatribe about closing all of the bases overseas and just opening up the ones here in the States. And, you know, the thing about charging them, they need our services. We send a consultant over there. You know, they collect the requirements, the relative data. And then they come back and they issue a quote, a proposal, do a presentation. If they don't like the charges, we say that, what the fuck? I'm sorry. With deployment expenses, things like that, that'll be about $40 billion for the first 2 weeks. Our deliverables will be, you know, we'll blow up 30, 40, whatever. And, yeah, and if you don't like that, you know, the Russians are giving a presentation next week and so on. And we charge them for it. Invoice 50% up front, you know. And we'll take in anything, you know, oil, gold, whatever you got, diamonds, whatever.
Right.
And, yeah, he didn't like that.
No.
Because we started getting into the fact that he told me, we have to fight over there because it's better to fight them over there than over here. He's one of those.
Right.
Got to fight them over there.
Stupid people.
Well,
what you mean.
You know, he's brainwashed. So.
Isn't that a form of stupidity?
I'm not sure.
I think I can write a thesis on that.
So, yeah, when I said, so what do you think? It's a big conspiracy that the government's making all this shit up? I said, yeah, it's a good possibility. I especially with all the scandals going on, you got to wonder, this is the culture of corruption, right? And if they can do that, they can do anything. With that, I'm not talking to you anymore. And he stormed upstairs.
And did he talk to you anymore?
Yeah, he did. I chased him up there and I kept going.
There you go.
And then we got onto atheism and he got all pissed off because, another thing he said he didn't care if the government stood in the shower with him and watched him take a shower. Because, you know, whatever.
I guess it depends on who they send over.
Right. Whatever it takes to ensure our liberty.
But isn't that statement
it's erroneous.
A fallacy?
Yeah.
To begin with?
Yeah.
Because the government standing in your shower is no longer having liberty.
Right. It's not freedom. I go, that's not freedom. Yeah, it is. I go, it is? Last time I checked, freedom, you know, didn't mean communism or...
tell that motherfucker to move to China.
I didn't yet. I'm working on that.
All right.
Yeah, so he got into it. And then we got into it about he was pissed at that evil guy's a demon in California, that atheist that's against the Ten Commandments in the courtrooms and a nativity scene outside the Civic Center. And then my aunt jumped in. Yeah, if they want to put a nativity scene outside in the Civic Center here, you know, we should vote on it. Leave it to the people. And if the majority want it, then screw the minority. I go, wait a minute. Well, that's not a republic either. And that's we live in a democracy. I said, no, we vote officials in with the democratic method, but we live in a republic. And, well, whatever. I said, well, that's the republic relies, you know, gives rights down to the individual. So the minority has a voice. Okay.
Okay.
What you're talking about is socialism, mob rules, that
right.
kind of thing.
Like we can all vote and say people with the first name of Stan should be executed.
Yeah.
They
and if
be
all
castrated.
The Stans, which are less than the rest of the
right.
people, they're effed. Screw them.
Screw them.
So I didn't have that. That was a good argument. I didn't have that one. The one I came up with was, you know what? If you want to donate a nativity scene, go right ahead and do it. But I ain't paying for it. My tax dollars aren't going to go to buy a bunch of fucking plastic dolls made in Taiwan and light them up and stick them in the front lawn.
Because of a fairy tale.
And put the fake plastic baby Jesus in the manger on Christmas morning.
Yeah, why don't we get a Hansel and Gretel display too? So my tax dollars go to
another fairy tale.
A house made out of candy.
Gingerbread.
Yeah. With a witch.
Let me check your fingers.
Yeah. Why don't we do that, too?
Oh, my God.
Let's vote on it. And while we're at it, let's pass that Stan castration referendum. Because I don't think people named Stan should be able to procreate anymore.
Oh, my God. Well, I won't be getting any more Christmas gifts from him.
Oh, is he a listener?
No,
he couldn't listen. He'd listen for 10 minutes, he'd turn us off. Right?
Nah. If we start going bad on him, breaking bad on him, get the libel lawsuit.
Hey, Stan, it's all about education. That's all it is. It's criticism.
Well,
it's all constructive criticism.
Then before I sent it to you, I sent it to him and my aunt, the Patriot video, the Patriot Act video.
Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller's bullshit, which was pretty goddamn funny.
It was, and those guys are spot on again. This Patriot Act is taking away our frickin' liberty and freedoms.
Yep.
And Bush is using it to say he's protecting those same freedoms and liberties, and he's such an ass, nobody understands that.
Well, this is the stupid part about it, and that's that he has to do domestic spying. If he has to do that, then why is he even touting the Patriot Act? Because he's doing it secretly anyway. Why does he need the buy-in from Congress to pass the Patriot Act? Why? Because he needed the Patriot Act renewed again before he got caught with the NSA spying. So it would be legal.
Nice.
That's my... That'll be my thesis.
That's out of sight. He also, in his speech today, made reference to church and God and Sunday. He's busy on Sunday, praying to the Lord,
Lord.
And why do we need to hear that shit from a government official,
Yeah.
What if the next guy we elected was Muslim? Do we have to hear that crap? Or if he's Hindu, do we have to hear about reincarnation and karma?
Are we going
to
change the...
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, are we going to... Are you telling me to?
No, I'm telling... Whoever the leaders are that want to spout their own BS.
Yeah, what if we have a Muslim president and he changes the Pledge of Allegiance to say one nation under Allah?
Right.
And justice for all.
Oh, and the other
one
thing
nation
Bush
under
did
Buddha.
Today? This fucking idiot. There's a big abortion rally because it's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade that gave women the right to go get an abortion if they want to.
Yeah.
So Bush couldn't make it, but he phoned in support for the abortion people and saying that we're going to try to change that and rectify that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. By getting this cocksucker Alito... On the bench.
Scalito.
The douchebag.
Well, I have a story from January 11th, real quick. You probably heard about it in the news already. And baby does not make two in a carpool lane, Scott. A Phoenix judge rejects pregnant woman's argument in Phoenix from the Associated Press. Fetuses do not count as passengers when it comes to determining who may drive in a carpool lane, a judge ruled. Candace... Dickinson was fined $367.
Because she was driving with her fetus in the carpool lane.
Yeah. For improper use of a carpool lane, but contended the fetus inside her womb allowed her to use the lane. Motorists who use the lanes normally must carry at least one passenger during weekday rush hours.
Did she pull her fetus out and put it in the passenger
What I was going to say
seat
is,
and buckle it in?
When you were talking about the abortion thing, I started thinking... With this argument, when does life begin, Scott?
Right.
So, technically, it is a passenger. Does it have to be sitting in the seat next to the person?
Yes, that is the requirement. So, if she pulled her fetus out, put it in the seat, and buckled it in, then she'd be okay.
Well, this is what the judge says. The law is meant to fill empty space in a vehicle.
Nice. That's a nice interpretation. And here's the other thing. If the judge said, yes, it's okay for her to drive in the carpool lane, now all the abortion people would say, oh, you see, he's giving that fetus status as a human being. Therefore, all abortions are illegal.
Right.
See, that's how they
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So that was a nice summarization by the judge. What do they call it? A summation?
Yeah.
Yes, a summation.
Well, Norton, the cop, the sergeant, said Dickerson's theory would require officers to carry guns, radios, and pregnancy testers.
What?
I don't think we want to go there, he said.
Right. Well, they could just pat him down. Is it a pillow, you know?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on, you don't show until 5 months, right?
You carry around a note from your doctor. That guy's an idiot. Doctor says I'm pregnant. I'm due, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Who?
This note is good till January 29th or something.
Now you're going to get into the illegalities of a doctor's note, and who hasn't faked doctor's notes? You know what I'm saying, John? I sure have.
Well, Bush obviously
like the one that
did.
Said, Scott did not contract the STD from a woman. It was from a toilet seat. I have conclusive proof. Who hasn't forged doctor's notes like that?
That's right. Mine always says, dear whoever may concern, John is sick from his doctor.
Right.
That's it. It doesn't say Doctor Who.
And when you get doctors and lawyers in the mix, then it's all bad news, John. You know what I'm saying?
Dr. Dick Fitz. Yeah. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Fuck. Fuck. Bitch!
So what else? What do you got? What else? Do I got another story?
I got a little bit of science news.
I got a little story here. This is kind of funny.
Go ahead.
Ex-cheerleader pleads guilty in Stallgate. Keith Lee gets probation. Allegedly had sex with fellow ex-cheerleader. A former Carolina Panthers cheerleader got 6 months probation for her role in a bathroom brawl sparked by accusations that she was having sex with another cheerleader. Oh, that's hot.
Wait a minute. Carolina, are they in the Super Bowl?
No.
It's the Seahawks.
Seahawks beat them yesterday.
And who? Oh, they beat Carolina.
And Pittsburgh.
And Pittsburgh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Probably be the bus's last game.
Mm.
The bus.
Right.
Angela. Keith Lee, 26, pleaded guilty Wednesday to disorderly conduct and obstructing a police officer during the November 6th fight, which broke out when women in line to use the bathroom made the allegations about Keith Lee and fellow cheerleader Victoria Renee Thomas. Thomas, 20, denied the sex allegation. She has pleaded not guilty to giving a false name to a police officer, battery, and unlawful display of a license. The Panthers fired the pair for violating a signed code that bans conduct embarrassing to the Panthers.
Here's what their mistake is, John.
So they were having sex, and they got busted, and they fought
right.
about it.
All they had to do, don't go in the woman's bathroom and have sex. Go in
right.
the men's bathroom and have sex. You're
That's
not going to get
I'm
any
saying.
Complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
No doubt.
That's why they're on the Carolina. You know what I'm saying,
right.
John? They're not on like the Chicago Bears because
right.
they would have went to the men's bathroom and had
That's
sex.
Right.
Dumbasses.
Right.
So they should have gotten kicked off the team. Ooh, that was that was in stereo. That's hot. I may have my second podcast erection, John. I have some celebrity news. Brando.
Sounds like two.
Do you know Marlon Brando?
Yeah. Not personally, but yeah, I know of him.
Did you know that he was in a sex act with another man?
What?
At least one we know of, John.
No way.
That's right. A new biography of Marlon Brando is surely expected to be an explicit gossip guide to the actor's life, as it purportedly features a photograph of the screen star engaged in oral sex with another man.
I could have been a contender.
But they don't
instead
say...
I'm a homo.
They don't say, you know, if he's pitching or catching, you know what I'm saying, John?
Right, right.
Brando unzipped. So that would lead me to believe that he's catching. by Darwin Porter.
Wait, because he unzipped?
Right.
Covers, he didn't unbutton and unzip.
Right, but it, oh, I...
Did
well,
he
have
the zipper in the back?
So. Did he unzip himself or unzip somebody else? Would
oh.
Not, see, there's a new perspective,
and
John.
And he was kneeling and going...
It's all about education. It's all about perspective,
right.
Observation. So now it may be. Who knows? I don't know. Did he unzip the other guy? Who knows?
I don't know.
But it uncovers the sexual appetite of the on-the-waterfront actor, exposing him as a successful womanizer, John.
Yeah.
Who slept around with some of the biggest names in Hollywood, both male and female, John. From Rock Hudson to Vivien Leigh. Okay, Vivien Leigh, she's hot. Or she was hot. Rock Hudson, whoa. From Betty Davis. When was Betty Davis ever hot, John?
I know, with those droopy dog eyes.
When was she ever hot? I don't know.
Yeah.
To Cary Grant. Brando
nice.
And Cary Grant. I can see that, no doubt. Brando slept around, even managing to seduce two of America's first ladies. I wonder which ones. Probably Jackie O, right?
Yeah.
And
probably.
Who else?
Probably.
What was the other hot first lady of the time?
Barbara Bush?
No.
Oh.
Maybe. Who knows? Brando just passed away recently, didn't he? So
yeah.
he could have given it to Barbara Bush. Maybe that's where the Bush pigs come from.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. That was so fucking funny.
Kant, blah, blah, blah. Publishing group Blood Moon also believe that the inclusion of certain infamous photograph, I didn't read that very well, of Brando romping with a male lover will be treated tastefully, John. I don't know how you treat a guy sucking another guy's cock tastefully.
You taste it.
Can you tell me how they do that? So we're going to have to pick that book up and see how they treat that tastefully.
Fuck.
Oh, here's how they do
fuck
it.
Fuck face.
Well, what they do is they...
Fuck face.
Well, if
they
I can,
fuck face.
If I continue reading the article, I would know how they treated it tastefully. We ran it at... In a tasteful 2 inches by 1 3/4 inches on page 404. So their definition of tasteful, it's a very small picture of Brando sucking some guy's cock. That's great, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Well, I got to tell you, John, I don't think any less of Marlon Brando. I still will watch On the Waterfront, and I still will watch The Godfather and still appreciate those films. Because
you're coming to my house.
When you're acting, you're pretending that you're somebody else, not the cocksucker that you really are. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there you have it.
That was fantastic, man.
Well, we can move on to science news.
Really?
Yes.
Should we?
I don't know. Would you like to?
Or is it time for...
All right. Our top 10 doables of all time.
And then we'll get back to science. Should we?
If
or do you want to wait?
No, it's up to you. We can close with the top 10.
Okay, let's close
top
with the top
10. Top 10 will probably take at least 30 minutes, right?
Oh,
so what
well?
We can do is do some science news, take a little break, and then part 2 will be all top 10.
Oh, God. We're into an hour already.
All right, so we could break now and just come back and do our top 10.
All right, let's quick break.
Quick break. This is a two-part Total Talk Nonsense episode 38.
Right.
Normally we do three parts. We're only doing
just
a two-part. So this
a long
is
a, and a short.
It's a rare occasion, John, because usually the part three is the heavy metal episode.
Right.
But tonight, part two
part
will
two.
Be the heavy metal episode.
So this is one big long one.
It's one
we'll have...
big, long one.
Yes.
That is very, very apropos. And let me just say that this is our... When we come back, we're going to get to our top 10 doables, which has been on our forum for a while. I've had mine together for a long time. John just recently got
oh,
his
no,
together.
Oh, no, I've had mine.
I guess it was quite
always.
An exercise for him to put it together.
I've always had
because
it.
We had to exclude men.
And,
one other thing I may say, the forum... Can
well,
we,
you excluded the little boys you had on yours, right?
Well,
or is
yeah.
that part of it?
I gave you the draft, and you said, yeah, you might want to take these three little boys out.
Yeah.
So I had to rework
out
it.
Back by the shed. Queer.
But Can I just make a comment about the forum?
Go ahead.
I think we can declare our forum dead. It's dead.
We don't post. That's why it's dead.
Is that why?
No, so we got trollers.
If we went out and posted, people would post replies and shit
that? Yeah, they troll.
Oh, and one last thing. Kinky Sex Radio, we got to call the guy. We got to call Professor Tom.
Right.
Did you do that?
I'll call him next time.
Next time. Yeah. All right. I'll take care of it.
This time. I'll call him next time. What? You don't... What? What's that supposed to mean?
It means you're not going to do it. You're not going to follow through.
No.
You have no initiative.
Oh, come on now.
You have no discipline.
Understand. What is this going on here?
You need to be in the armed forces.
Right, I'm shutting you off.
All right, then.
You're done.
I'm done.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.